On this vote, the yeas are 221, the nays are 201. The bill is passed. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
So the House approves an increase in the debt ceiling. No strings attached. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That would be big news, except for we knew we were headed down in this direction. Republicans in the past really stuck to their guns when it came to, listen, we got to cut spending. So we cut some spending. We can work on this pushing the debt ceiling thing up. Now, we talked to our pal Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, quite a bit. And Bob Ney says, you know, we always just lifted the debt ceiling. But the problem is the deficit wasn't always the trillions it is now. And how do we ultimately dig ourselves out of this hole? It's almost like we're just passing it on. Well, we'll just pass it down the ladder. Someone else will deal with it, put a band-aid on it, pass it down. I thought in America, we left things better for the generation behind us, because that's what's going to happen. And 20 years from now, that's what somebody's going to be talking about on a podcast somewhere where people are listening in and they're complaining about, what were those people thinking before? What were our parents thinking? What were they thinking in just dumping all this on our doorstep? The tradition is, let's make it better for the kids. Let's make it better for the people behind us. So that's the problem with this, with the no strings attached. On the other hand, there's a piece of legislation that I say bravo to. For anybody who said yes to this, and there was hardly anyone who said no. Overwhelmingly, the House voted to restore all the cost of living increases to pension benefits for younger military retirees. Veteran groups, this is the power to the people moment, we always talk about that, were furious when they said they were going to cut all of that, which they were. So now it is back in play. That's a good thing. I'm sorry. These kids that come back from Afghanistan and Iraq and they have limbs missing and they're trying to rehab themselves, they're losing their families, they can't find jobs, they deserve as much attention as we can possibly give them to restore them to their rightful place in our world somewhere, in whatever suburb, whatever nook and cranny they live in. You got to give them a chance. Got to do it. And it's a hard choice. Congressman Adam Smith, Democrat from Washington, said that overturning last year's modest change in pensions would cause military readiness to erode because the Pentagon would struggle to figure out what to do to adjust budget restrictions. So a cut in the cost of living increases for the military people who retire under age 62 would be eliminated before it takes effect in 2015. $7 billion cost of the measure would be more than offset by extending pre-existing cuts in Medicare, pre-existing, and other programs for an additional year through 2024. I don't know. Seems fair to me. Because the biggest issue was for veterans with at least 20 years of military service. So if you have 2 million people retiring, getting pensions, costing the government $4.5 billion a year, but there are so many that it put in the 20 years, you know, give me a break. Critics say it means reducing $72,000 in benefits over a lifetime for a sergeant first class who retires at 42. I mean, there's got to be a better way to follow through and make the dollars and cents of this make sense, right? But restoring it, I think, is the right thing to do. Of all the places where you can pull money from, come on. Give me a break. Can't do enough. Look around you and see what's happening. And good for the veterans that enough of them got together they made enough noise that there was a big change, or there is going to be a big change. So that's good. We have more than the politics of skirting and averting to talk about in this hour of America tonight. In fact, coming up, we're going to have a great conversation with Dr. Robert Melillo, who talks about autism and what he's done and what's being done to help families struggling with autism to diagnose it, to get the right kind of help, all that kind of thing. Because a new study comes out that says $17,000 is being spent a year for any child who has autism. He says there's a much better way to attack it, and maybe the scary big number will send people in the right direction. Also, we'll fill you in on what's been happening at the Olympics, because everybody wants to know, are any of the Americans winning? What's the medal count? Who's doing what? We'll tell you that coming up next. When it's all said and done, I don't think the U.S. is going to have the most medals. Let's just put it that way. You know, we always have this, although the winter games aren't traditionally our best, we just sort of have this way of thinking that, you know what, I mean, this is the United States. We've got some people that have just busted it open, and we're going to be right up there. We're going to be right up there. I don't know that we're going to be right up there. I don't think so. You know, on this show, we've talked about the death penalty a lot, weighing the pros and cons of it. Many of you anti-death penalty, feeling that it's a God judgment thing no matter what the case, so you can't go for the death penalty even if you're a conservative or even if you're a Republican and you're more moderate. And if you're a Democrat, definitely saying you're not for it. And then people in between. So forget the whole political deal on this. But the Washington State governor decided to suspend the death penalty. He's saying he hopes it will enable others to join the conversation about capital punishment. He said he came to the decision after months of reviewing and meeting with family members of victims, prosecutors, and other law enforcement types around this. And he said there's just too many doubts about capital punishment. There are too many flaws in the system now, that there's too much at stake to accept an imperfect system. He says that the use of the death penalty is inconsistent and unequal. So now this moratorium means that if a death penalty case comes to his desk, he issues a reprieve. It's not a pardon. It doesn't commute the sentence of the person who's condemned. So nobody gets a get-out-of-jail card. But it stops it. It puts it on ice. Maryland abolished the death penalty, the 18th state to do it, and the 6th in the last 6 years. So this conversation is one that a lot of people are having. What do you say? Is it time to boot the death penalty, or should it still be in play? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email at americatonight.net. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There again, 855-266-5283. Governor Washington says, yeah, let's put a moratorium on this thing. I've talked to a lot of people, done a lot of investigating, and we're going to wait this out. Nine men, by the way, nine men at the Washington State Penitentiary in Walla Walla are awaiting execution. So the state Supreme Court last month rejected that petition for release from for a death row inmate, Jonathan Lee Gentry, who was sentenced for the murder of a 12-year-old girl in 1988. He would be the first execution in the state since September of 2010. And that was when Cal Brown died by lethal injection, which is a very common way for the death penalty in, to be enacted in for the 1991 murder of a Seattle woman. Here's the problem I have. Now, the governor says he talked to victims about this. You've got a guy on death row who murdered an innocent 12-year-old girl. These wild serial killer rapists, slaughtering people, ripping families apart, killing innocent people for no reason. I just can't get past, especially with the hardcore evidence, I can't get past the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth kind of thing and saying, to me, that's the value of the death penalty. Is it a whole deterrent thing? You know, what is a deterrent? Is it justice for the families? I think it is. I think it's not going to bring the person back. And certainly a little innocent girl, which is just so unfathomable to me. And then you think of, like James Blake, the guy who the guy who went into the theater in Colorado and ended way too many lives and destroyed so many others, they're fighting. He's got the number one attorney for turning things around into insanity pleas, which he did, guilty by reason of insanity. Guy taking selfies of himself before he does that. Should he get the death penalty? The prosecutors say yes, and they're pushing for it. And I agree. So those kinds of cases, I think we still should have the death penalty. And I know there's a ton of people who disagree with me because of anything that I talk about on this show, I usually get just an avalanche of mail anytime I talk about the death penalty because there are a lot of people who have definitely gone soft on the death penalty or didn't like the death penalty in the first place. And so we'll see one by one. It's starting to fall by the wayside. I don't think that the Lone Star State, I don't think Texas, it's just not in the water here for Texans to, I think, do away with the death penalty. Not anytime soon. That will be, if all the states start to fall, that'll be the last one to go. It'll be the last one, trust me. And I've talked to families who have suffered some horrendous, horrible loss at the hands of a stranger. And there are some who say they want to forgive and move on and it doesn't do anything for them. But there are the majority of at least people that I've spoken to, and it's only been a handful, so it's not scientific data, is that there is some relief. There is something about the death penalty, about taking the life for what happened, that does give them some sort of relief. Some sort of, we did the right thing. There is justice here. We're not going to settle this argument in a segment, by the way, here on America Tonight. All right, as we are wont to do on the show, we are jumping around in a different direction because I want to make sure I get this in. When I say get this in, I want to make sure that you're up to date on the medal count because I'm getting a lot of people who want to know what's happening. So what the scoop is, medal-wise, is the U.S. is behind, tied with Russia, with 7 medals overall. There's still a lot of time left in the games. Norway has 11, Canada 9, Netherlands 8. Canada is really doing well. Seems like every time I turn on an event, the Canadians are winning it. Seriously. But some of the other events are still playing out. Because remember, you're talking about 2 weeks here. There's time for the U.S. to add some medals and, of course, all those other teams as well having time to do the same thing. I don't think the U.S. ends up with the most medals in the end. I don't. The winter games traditionally are not the best for the United States, although we're always right there at the top because you think of skiing and whatnot. For example, you have Julie Mancuso, who won the bronze medal the other day in the combined, the slalom and the downhill, and it was exciting to watch that. It was unexpected. But if she wins a medal purely in the downhill, she would match Bodie Miller for the most career U.S. Olympic alpine medals, which is saying something. We have had some great skiers over the years, but it's really tough when you think of the competition from other countries. Really, really tough. So I'll be excited to see if she can do it, if she can turn that. And she might. I mean, we're talking, now we're in day 5 of the Olympics. Day 5. And the big story coming out of day 4 was that Shaun White, who was, I think, very confident that he was going to medal or felt good about it, decided to focus on the half pipe, did not medal, came in 4th place. So he leaves the Olympics without a medal. He's won gold medals in the last 2 Olympics, but he's leaving this one without any kind of a medal. How about that? So things to watch would certainly be the downhill. And I hope that Mancuso wins another medal. We have women's hockey. And that's U.S.-Canada. And that's that'll be interesting to see. I saw a little preview for it, and the American women said they hate the Canadians. So, and they showed pictures of them pushing and shoving each other. Shawnee Davis in speed skating has a chance at another medal. And he's one of the big stories of the games, another American. Figure skating, the pairs free skate, that's coming up. Snowboarding, the women's half pipe final is on. And Hannah Teeter, who's been a guest on America Tonight, she's a 2006 Olympic champion. So we'll see what she can bring to this and some of the other U.S. women, if they can pull away with the medal. But that's where we're at now at this point. We are not tied for the lead, but we're tied with the Russians. It certainly has been a struggle in some sports. And Shaun White not meddling at an event he normally dominates, it was a very, very big, big blow. And definitely not what was predicted or expected. I think if it wasn't going to be gold, I think the expectation was certainly there that we would see him on the podium somewhere. You know, he'd win a silver or bronze or whatever. But that, unfortunately, that did not happen. So there's one place where we dropped a medal, where we didn't win a medal, where we were expected to America was expected to pull it out. So a lot of Olympics still left. And some of the bigger events, like I keep mentioning, the hockey, I really want to see more of the hockey. And bobsled and that kind of stuff, all of that is coming up because we still have a whole lot of Olympics left in the middle of this. Some of you listening to me right now are probably bracing for the storm. In the South, they say it's going to be really bad. Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, is saying stay off the roads. Here's a statistic to leave you with for this segment. A third of the population in this country, 93 million people, live in a spot that's under some form of winter weather advisory. Oh, man. It's just a question of how bad it's going to be. Dr. Robert Melillo coming up round the bend here on America Tonight.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I shot the sheriff,
but I did not shoot the
deputy. I shot the sheriff,
but I didn't shoot the deputy. All around my hometown, they're trying to track me. Say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of a deputy.
Welcome back to America Tonight. In our virtual green room, he's joined us once before, his terrific guy, national autism expert Dr. Robert Melillos joins us now to talk about autism like we did before. He was many revelations in that conversation. And now we find there's this new study that's come out that says autism costs on average $17,000 yearly for every single child. So, Doc, first of all, to address that study and the findings.
Yeah, well, you know, this was a study where they went and they reviewed files, and they looked at a decent amount. They looked at about 250 autistic families, but they looked at and compared it to about 19,000 typical families. And what they showed was significant. They showed that the average family is spending about $17,000 a year for a child with autism. And surprisingly, about $3,000, which was the smallest amount, was really for direct medical costs. So really, you know, looking at medication, doctor's visits, blood tests, only cost them about $3,000 out of their pocket. But the majority of the cost, almost $15,000, was for non-medical services, so things like child care or other programs or other things, and actually 8,500 of it was really in special education costs, so that the school systems are spending about 8,500 per year on average, and that's actually kind of on the lower side, but that's still a significant number, which is important because it means that it relates to not just people or families that have children with autism, but also taxpayers who are paying for those children that extra amount of money, and that's every year for the rest of their life. So, you know, the fact that we're facing this epidemic of autism, you know, sometimes people pay attention more to the monetary aspects, which are significant.
So in paying attention to the monetary aspects, as a doctor who's been trying to talk about this with so many people, and you've had great success in that arena, do you think that also helps in a way open the conversation a little bit more to people wake up, hey, autism is here, and wait till you hear some of the things about preventing and diagnosing it and all that kind of stuff?
I think it does, right? Because I think that for most people, you and I probably included, that when it actually is put into a dollar amount, it makes some sense to you and you go, wow, okay, you pay attention. Otherwise, we hear these statistics that sometimes, you know, are unbelievable. I mean, we go from 1 in 10,000 children with autism 30 years ago to now 1 in, you know, 80, maybe 1 in 50. And, you know, that may mean something to people, especially if you don't have a child. But if you're now looking at it and saying, okay, wow, this is going to mean 17 grand a year for me, and a lot of that is going to come out of my pocket, it may have people, you know, suddenly pay attention because, you know, the reality of the situation, if you have a child with autism or some other disability, because ADHD is almost the same numbers, you're talking about that the child is more expensive than your mortgage payment, that it is the single most largest expense that you will have. And so, like you said, my main focus has been since the publishing of Disconnected Kids, and we developed brain balance centers, and then my most recent book, which is about preventing it. The fact is that most of these problems can be attacked head on. We can eliminate or significantly reduce many of these issues, and we may be able to prevent them from ever happening to begin with.
Yeah, tell us what you do. Give us a little insight into what you do at the Brain Balance Centers.
Yeah, well, you know, we have Brain Balance Centers. We have about 75 of them across the country. And on the outside, they look like typical learning centers like a Huntington or a Sylvan. But we only work with children with disabilities and special needs. And the majority of the kids that we have ADHD or learning disabilities or, you know, dyslexia or processing disorders or maybe have no label whatsoever. They're just really struggling in school. And so my whole research has been as to what is actually happening in the brain. And we've been able to understand, as well as anybody, really what the problem is. And the problem is not any damage. Usually they're not genetic mutations. There are just problems with the way the brain is growing and developing, and especially between the two hemispheres. So that autism, ADHD, OCD, Tourette's, we usually see that the right side of the brain is delayed in its development. In kids that are usually brilliant with the left side of the brain, dyslexia and learning disabilities are usually the obvious. And so what we do is we develop a curriculum that targets all of their areas of weakness, so like motor skills, sensory stimulation and processing, as well as academic and cognitive skills, along with diet and nutrition and some behavioral management. And we're, in many cases, able to completely resolve these issues. So, you know, again, you say to a parent, hey, you're going to spend $17,000 for the rest of your life, or you say, hey, we might be able to reduce that or even eliminate that cost moving forward. You know, now it's a big deal.
So with 75 centers, I would imagine that there's the need. People are seeing the success. So that created more of these centers popping up. It has to be pretty rewarding to you to find that people are starting to gravitate and understand this and what really you're doing with your work. Do you feel that way?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been doing this for almost 20 years. And, you know, for the first 15, you know, obviously met a lot of resistance and, you know, people didn't understand. But, again, I'm a researcher. So, and I've published research in some of the top journals in the world. Just a few months ago, we came out with an article in the number one journal in the world for autism. So, you know, we've addressed it from a standpoint of really looking at the science, you know, really looking at, you know, the hardcore issues so that it becomes kind of undeniable. But then more importantly, it's not just about understanding what's happening, but it's can you do anything? And in our centers, we've been able to show that we make significant results, and we've had two major papers that are published over the past couple of years. One was in a major journal last year that showed that 81% of children that came through our centers with ADHD no longer had ADHD after 3 months. And there was a 2 to 4 grade level increase in their academic skills. And that was a control study that was done, you know, in a top journal. So, you know, we're starting to, the conversation is changing a lot. And also, you know, you look at these developmental disabilities is the number one fastest growing problem in healthcare. It's also the fastest growing problem in education. So these are really the main problems that we're facing right now. And then when people start to now get a sense of the economic issues of this, this is something that if we don't do something about this, we're going to be in real big trouble.
Yeah, and as you said, too, what you're telling the parents economically, what it means to them and their understanding that, and, man, after 15 years of really trying to raise the volume on the conversation, then finding what's happening now in the last 5 years, you know, and you talk about this, you talk about diagnosing it. How many times is autism misdiagnosed, Doc?
Well, a lot of these, you know, that's why we see a lot of, you know, in the media recently, there's been issues about is ADHD real or not. I can tell you from a research standpoint that it obviously is real. But the question that often is raised that people think that children are misdiagnosed and too much diagnosed, but actually, you know, I spent a year researching my most recent book, Autism, and I spoke with some of the top epidemiologists and scientists, and most people will tell you that these things are underdiagnosed, that actually there's even a lot more kids out there that probably, you know, are struggling every day in school that don't have labels. And, you know, these things are increasing at 15 to 20% per year. So that means that every 5 years we're going to see a doubling. I mean, this is the largest childhood epidemic we've ever seen. Give you an idea, you know, we're looking at 1 in 4, 1 in 5 children that are born this year will have a disability. Polio was considered a vaccine, considered an epidemic at 1 in 2,700 children.
Wow. Wow, that's absolutely incredible. Is it, you know, when do you start to see, because there's been a lot of conversation about this as well, which must infuriate you, but about what happens, you know, between what age, when you can diagnose it, or are we not seeing it, or how are we catching it, and all that kind of stuff. Are there a couple of things that people listening right now to this show can look for, perhaps in their child, that they haven't seen and they don't recognize as maybe a symptom of autism?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, in a small child, very small child, we don't know if it's going to be autism or Asperger's or ADHD. But what we often see is that you can see this very early. There was a study out of Emory University a couple of months ago showing that by looking at eye tracking, at 2 months to 6 months, you could identify a child with autism. I tell parents that it's, you know, I don't care what anybody says, that if a child is not rolling over normally on both sides at 3 to 5 months, if they don't crawl when they're supposed to and the way that they're supposed to, if they don't do all those motor milestones and then language milestones, that, you know, there's a problem right from the beginning. I mean, sometimes it even is if the child can't breastfeed. Sometimes children can't latch on, and that is because of low muscle tone around their mouth. Many of these children also have digestive problems, bowel problems. They have a lot of issues with the different formulas, and they have constipation or diarrhea. And most of this is clear within the first year. So if you see a child that is not meeting their milestones and you pay really close attention to that, I mean, you, by 6 months, 7, 8 months, you can see that there's a difference and you can start intervention. And we know that early intervention makes all the difference in the world.
All right, some great advice, things to look for. Dr. Robert Melillo, thanks so much. The book, Autism, The Scientific Truth About Preventing, Diagnosing, and Treating Autism Spectrum Disorders and What Parents Can Do Now. Pick up a copy of it, and let's keep going in the right direction. Doc, thanks for all you do, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. And people, just go to brainbalancecenters.com if they want to find more information. So thank you very much.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. Have a good one.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Time once again for another edition of We Can Count. 6 million people without a voice. That's what the Attorney General Eric Holder is saying. He's saying it's time to repeal an unjust and simply outdated felon disenfranchisement law. That means, let me translate, the people who go to prison when they get out and they're convicted felon do not have the right to vote. Now, that, of course, depends on where we're talking about, because in some states it's a little bit different. Many states have made it easier to regain the right to vote after a conviction, whether it's legislative or executive action. But a handful of states, especially in the South, continue to not do this, to not allow that to happen. And Eric Holder says it's time to change that. That if we look at the Constitution, it doesn't make any sense not to do it. And mass disenfranchisement has been a political consequence, they say, for a while, according to a, and we're going way back, 2002 study. The disenfranchisement laws may have determined the outcome of 7 Senate races and control of the Senate throughout the 90s and a presidential election. George W. Bush won Florida by 537 votes in 2000. More than 800,000 Floridians with criminal records were barred from voting. So this is the push of Eric Holder. Whether or not he's successful, I don't know. Many of you have already had your own voice and your own say and sent in to our mailbag that you're not thrilled with that idea for various reasons. So we're talking probably 6 million people are denied the right to vote because they've been convicted of a crime. Some states disenfranchise more than 7% of the adults in their population. I don't think we've heard the last of it. In fact, it's one of the big final pushes, I think, of Eric Holder for sure. Nearly 3.8 million car seats, and that's a very big number here on We Can Count, have been recalled. Think about Graco. If you've ever had a child or you have friends that have children, then you know the name Graco is supposed to be as safe as possible. So the reason is they're saying kids can get trapped by the buckles that might not unlatch. So the company is now deciding they need to recall them. It covers 11 models made from 2009 through 2013, and it's the fourth largest child seat recall in our history. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that this is a problem that could make it difficult to remove a child from the restraint, increasing the risk of injury in the event of a car crash, fire, or other emergencies. And they got a lot of complaints about stuck buckles, which prompted them to investigate it. So that's the reason for the recall. 3.8 million seats. That's a pretty big recall. And there were a lot of people that were complaining, a ton of people that were complaining, which is partially what led to, as I said, the investigation. If you've watched the Olympics at all, and we've been giving you updates on the medal count, one of the things you might have seen, you might have tuned in to the in-betweens, the whole show, and seen sportscaster or the iconic Bob Costas, who has a terrible, terrible fight on his hands with this pink eye thing. When he first came on the air, he had glasses on, one eye was swollen, the right eye was red and swollen, and he said he had a case of pink eye. Then it was like he was practically had all his eyes closed and his infection was not going away, so it must have gone to the other eye as well. As a result, Matt Lauer, the Today Show host, has stepped in for Bob Costas. And if you've at all signed on to Twitter, you know that he is being trashed, not Costas, Matt Lauer, for stepping into the shoes of Bob Costas. Two very different kinds of broadcasters, I guess. I'll leave it at that. And the tweets are, some of the tweets are so brutal. They're nasty. The House voted, and we've been talking about this throughout the show, but to give you the numbers, the House voted to raise the debt ceiling without conditions. What were the numbers? They voted 221 to 201 after Speaker Boehner gave up on his plan to link an increase in borrowing to any kind of legislation that would have reversed a cut to veteran retirement benefits. So there was a big fight on the Hill, but that's something that's been going on for quite some time. You know, we were talking about the weather and how many people are affected by this new storm system that's hitting the South and also the nor'easter and how many inches of snow it's going to be and how many flights have been canceled. So in the meantime, chunks of snow are flying off One World Trade Center, so they've had to close the sidewalks because it's that whole icy predicament thing that people are dealing with. So just add that to the list. The main entrance of a huge area, because you've got tourists coming in there and obviously the commuters, it's off the PATH train at a popular street called Vesey Street. And the skyscraper itself, so think of ice coming off the skyscraper, it is over 1,700 feet tall. That is treacherous. They had to close, you know, chunks of ice and snow crashing down, and now another winter storm supposedly going to hit New York City on Thursday morning. Yeah, that would not be good. That is a very, very big problem. From that distance and somebody having to go by, that was smart that they thought of that, because I think it caught them off guard the last time around, and they were smart to head that off at the pass for sure. You might not know this yet, but I'm going to fill you in when it comes to the Westminster Dog Show, 138th year of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in New York. Skye, a five-year-old wire fox terrier, won the top crown, the top jewel, best in show. And I saw shots of the dog, pictures of the dog. Pretty cute dog, I have to say. But that's the most competitive thing of the whole show, is best in show, to walk away with best in show. So Skye the dog knew what to do, posing for photographers who snapped all kinds of pictures on the garden floor, putting her paws in the winner's bowl at one point, blah, blah, blah. But pretty interesting. They call Skye the little perfect dog, and this dog knew what to do in the ring, and I think that made a difference because, you know, you have to have control, ultimately, of the dogs, and there's a certain thing they're looking for when they judge, especially best in show. Not like I'm an expert on the whole dog show thing. I have I've seen little bits and pieces of it, and I think the historical value of it, 130, for anything to be an event that big for 138 years, I mean, that's huge. Because they're selling tickets, they're getting sponsorships, it's still going, it's bigger than ever. They say 90 million Americans, which is a giant number, 90 million have dogs, have pets of some kind. So it's huge, which would explain why there's so much interest in this dog show, because of the affinity for having a pooch across America. So the people are curious about the breeds and, I guess, you know, what they're doing and whatnot. That wraps up this version of We Can Count. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, day or night, you can send us an email at americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.